Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord gives gifts unto men. You know, we know this scripture, and he give us gifts to go about doing good, to go about doing his will, because he's always moving mightily by his Spirit. Many times people make the mistake of putting the things that of God that God reveals to you on the bottom shelf of their priority list. Never discount what God can do with a small thing. Everything of God starts out in seed form. We start out in seed form. The Word starts out in seed form. And it does great and wonderful things. Oak trees start out in seed form. Even the scientists got something right. They said the universe started out small. But they're wise across a little bit. The Lord made everything that was made. And everything he ever does starts out in seed form. The revelation knowledge that you introduce to the world starts with you. It starts from God, but it's introduced through you. When you act on it, when you say something, when you show people, you start a process that Satan can't reverse. Especially when you mix faith with what you're doing. When you're in agreement with God. And you mix faith with what you're doing. I don't just do his will. I bless it. I pray over it. I defend it. I contend for it. The enemy always try to stop me. He always try to hinder and stop the process. He uses the ignorance of men, their well-meaning advice. They don't mean any harm. When you're doing something for God, you have to protect it. You have to be totally dedicated to do it. The things that the Lord introduced to you, the things he bring to you, the correction, sometimes it goes against the current of mainstream. But that's all right, because if you finish the work, it's going to turn out to be a great blessing, and it can make the day. It can make the difference in the lives of many people. Never underestimate what the Lord can do to you, can do through you. In the late 80s, the Lord gave me a vision and said, let not my people lack knowledge. Now, this was a mandate. I didn't know how in the world I would be able to pull this one off. I'll never forget it. We were having a church in a house. We were having a service in a house, in Steve Glover's house, in his living room. I had that vision, and I knew what to do. I knew how to begin the process, but I didn't. I said, this is going to take God to do this. And most things do. When the Lord gives you something, it's something you can handle. You can do he's given you the revelation which he gave. That's God's part. We don't do God's part. We don't have to come up with revelation. He reveals it. And then we do our part. He'll direct us where to begin ministry, whatever it is. And with this intent in my heart to not let his people lack knowledge, he gave me ways of doing it. He gave me thoughts. I wrote them down. I wrote down the writings, and then I passed them out. I didn't have a preaching platform that I was used to. I had to find another way to do it. When you're an upcoming author or an upcoming minister, it can be very difficult to go out there and minister to people. You're going to run into all forms of negativity. And the enemy will help make sure that he hinders you. But you won. You have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit in order to be the effective man or woman that you can be. And with the anointing, you have God's ability to plant those seeds of life. Many people don't have I wish people had a greater understanding of what the anointing can do, what their anointing can do. The anointing is always unique. Your anointing is unique to mine. My anointing is unique to others. It's different. But it can do heavy things. It can lift heavy objects. That's too heavy for man to lift. And, you know, if you listen to these broadcasts often, you already know the definition of the word anointing. You know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to reveal it again because sometimes we get new listeners. Now, I asked the Lord his definition of the anointing. I went years without knowing this. And the Lord would use it when I would write, he would use the word anointing, but I didn't know in full what I was saying. And many times, you know, you have a partial understanding, but that's enough to get the job done. But now I understand in a greater way what the anointing is. I asked him, I said, Lord, what is your definition of the anointing, of the word anointing? He said, it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. It's a sanction. You're set apart for this. It's unique to you. It's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability. This represents maturity, not age. Man or woman, maturity. Gives them God's ability to perform and finish God's perform and finish a specific task. Samson was anointed to judge and defend Israel and fight. Samuel was anointed to not only judge Israel but raise up kings. Elijah was anointed to destroy Baal worship get Israel back on track. Our anointings have a great purpose. And when you're anointed, you can do something. John the Baptist was anointed to introduce Jesus Christ. Baptized men that they might believe in, though they were blinded by Isaiah. Even the self-righteous Pharisees came out to see him because he was anointed. He had God's ability to introduce Jesus Christ and point him out. Now, once they did this, they didn't have excuse. Because the word says he's the greatest prophet ever of the Old Testament. Then it said that they that are least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside. That's why we shouldn't never belittle what we can accomplish or what we can be in Christ. Men and women can be anointed, but every child of God are without limit. As you follow God, you are without limit. You don't have to be well known. You don't even have to be a preacher. You don't have to have one of the fivefold callings. You can take the word and do anything you need to do. People who are anointed, the anointing can have a jurisdiction. You may have to live in a certain state. You have to be where God wants you to be in order for it to finish. You have to be at your post, so to speak. I've heard many testimonies of how when the Lord needed somebody to go to another state, doors would open, they would sell a house that can be hard to sell, and they'll buy a house at a bargain price, and other people was wanting to pay more. I heard that testimony and other testimonies. God would move on earth to get an anointed man where his jurisdiction is. And that's where you're going to be effective. That's where, see, a lot of people don't follow God. You have to follow him fully. You have to follow him in the small things. And then you'll follow him in greater things. If you're going to be fearful, it's not going to work. You got to put God first. Fear puts other things first. Because your will first. Other people's will first. Satan's will first. It puts you in a decline. You have to stay. If you're focused on the Lord and you're dedicated to doing all that's in his heart, you're going to enjoy life in a multiplied way. The kind of miracles that happen among obedient people. People that get out there and do what God is doing. I love to listen to Henry Gruber. He always put God first. And the Lord told me in the late 80s, 88 or 89, that the biggest problem is people don't follow him. This could have been as late as 1990. I remember him in that portion of time. He spelled it out for me. He said, the biggest problem in the church is people don't follow him. If you follow him, the seed that started out a seed, a mustard seed, faith in the small things that seem so trivial. The revelations of God can seem so trivial. It's easy to just walk away from it, let it fall, let it drop. Let it end up in the wastebasket. It doesn't look like, from the natural standpoint, especially if you're frustrated with this world and aggravated by the world and desiring other things, it can seem trivial. It looks like it won't work to a natural man, to a natural mind or a natural man. But when you act on it, things start happening, things start growing, things start moving. And people who dedicate themselves to obey God, they're the ones that's going to know God. You'll be like the seraphims. They continue to say, holy, holy, holy. They're getting revelation. On top of revelation, things are making more and more sense to them. And they cry out. Sister Mary said it, and another man said it, and they don't know each other. They tell the truth, two witnesses. They're gaining revelation, crying, holy, holy, holy. And if you study the Word of God enough, you'll see that the Lord will take the smallest details of things and just destroy the works of the devil. He made himself look so good, so big, so strong, and then he'll come a prophet and speak a word and destroy everything he's done. Elijah challenged the Baal worshipers. Let's sell this right now. If God be God, worship him. If Baal can light the fire, worship him. And they cut them sticks. Baal couldn't light the wood. Then he said, go put water on it. And when the Lord sent that fire and it burned up the wood and licked up the water, the anointing. You get there by obeying God continually. And what started in seed form will become the oak tree you need. It will become whatever you need. Remember, the gospel started with one man. He died for us. Then he just told his disciples to preach my word, and it's covered the earth. Jesus started out in seed form. He was born just like we are, the seed of woman. The seed of woman crushed Satan's head, bruised his heel, and then it was healed again because he's life. It's time now to follow the one that makes the difference. takes all the pressure off you. If you got pressure on you, that you're trying to do God's portion. You're trying to think, do. You don't have to think for God. God will tell, he'll reveal to you what you need to do. If he call you, he call you for something. Find out what it is. I see so many ministers not doing anything. They'll go to church and pay tithes, but then they're not active in what God called them for. And we all need to be active in what God called us to do and be. What, you know, if God called you, why not say, well, Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? What do you want me to do? And he'll give you what to do. He'll reveal it to you. And you'll know. And you'll start doing whatever it is he wants you to do, and it'll work. And it'll be unique, and it'll be in seed form. But it'll turn into something much greater. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Seed form. I love it. I love the way God thinks. It's wonderful. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.